BFW Mobile. CEF Mobile. What today?
Somehow we gotta get these people back in the work mode for at least 2 days. And then we're gonna be shut down again Monday and Tuesday, so it's gonna be a rough 2 days, I believe.
And dude, come in for 2 days unless you're just out of money.
Plenty of them that took it without pay, and the contract workforce, they don't have vacation to use, so theirs was no pay. I had a couple that come in, but even still, that's just, I don't know, only working 2 days, it's going to be rough on them.
I anticipate that happening.
What I know of right now is the 2 additional days for next week, and I hope that's it. But, you know, it's really a fluid situation with the parts and seeing if we can get what we need to run. So I don't know. Really not a good idea to keep people out of work, but, you know, if you can't run, you can't run.
Now you got, the truckers striking at the port in California, and that's pretty much shut down. And then you got the train cars that they want to go on strike and shut that down, and it's going to be a total mess for sure.
Wouldn't be the same without a new crisis to have.
Yeah, when we get over one, we got to have a new one, right?
Yeah, things start settling down, we got to introduce a new crisis. Hamfest, I don't remember if I asked you or not.
I haven't been to one yet, but I'm thinking about getting a fish tank. I think I'm going to go bigger than what I originally said on that, so kind of saving up for that.
If you decide you want mine, I think it's either 20, maybe 30 gallons tops. I don't think it's a 30, but because I know it was smaller than my 55-gallon tank I had, but if you want it, it's yours. But so it was my first one, and it had, you know, little tetras and I don't forget the name of the little redfish that I had in there. And then I eventually swapped over to 2 cichlids, which I wish I wouldn't have, but I did, and they eat some of my other fish. Once I swapped over to the 55-gallon, and that was a traumatic moment for my son to watch one fish snatch another one out of the water.
At the fish tanks where my wife works, there's one fish in each tank because they eat all the others.
What happened to the ones I had, you know, because I had a mixture of, you know, kind of your normal fish, and then I bought the cichlids, and most of them were good, and then I got some red-bellied something, I don't remember what it was, and they hadn't been in there a couple days, and, you know, the little fish would, they would dither at the top of the tank, and then all of a sudden that one, man, he went up through that tank, and he just snatched one out, and it was done and over with. And my son was just, I mean, he just had the look on his face like, oh, my God, did you see that happen? And that's when we ended up taking those back to the store and just had regular cichlids. So it was a fun experience, but I don't think I want to do it again.
I think I'm going to lean towards the tetras, I'm thinking, so. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, good little fish, and, you know, I mean, I would stick with them. I don't really recommend the cichlids. I mean, they're pretty fish. They got some awesome colors and stuff on them, but, man, it was, you really had to be careful about what you put in the tank then and whatnot. And it just, it caused as many problems as it solved, I guess.
Life's work. I don't even know what kind of fish it is, but he'll pick up the gravel and rearrange it like he wants it to be.
Interesting, but yeah, so if you decide you want it, like I said, it's yours, but Well, I'm on do the 6 o'clock meeting thing, so I need to start heading on in to work. I might say 7:03 to you, and hopefully I get off, you know, 4-ish. Hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio this evening. So be safe, and Patrick, if you're back on yet, be safe on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all this afternoon. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear with your final.
Andrew, you have a good one. Be careful this afternoon. It's supposed to be some strong storms about that time. KM4TFW.
7-3 is Andrew. Have a good day. KO4HKX. I'm back in.
Yes, and that, the storm's supposed to be severe this evening.
I'm
in. I need to get my jungle cut on the front and on the side yards last night. And that, while it was, I'll say, remotely cooler anyway.
Come out of the house this morning, and it was nice and humid and just stagnant up there this morning.
79 over here in Lyman.
KO4WWV, listening. Those storms are supposed to be very strong this evening. So, y'all be careful out there, Patrick, especially you. You'll be driving in it.
If it gets too bad, I know how to pull over.
KN4TSW.
What's your agenda this today, Ken?
I hope. It was a pretty quiet day yesterday, so I got some parts I got to put up. They're just bigger parts. You got to use a darn forklift to move them around, big valves.
Break or go on and cause a problem.
Pretty hot one this weekend, like in the high 90s.
What they were saying, I think it's even supposed to be up close to that up here, up in the upper 80s anyway.
You see, like over there in the UK, they're not used to that 100-degree weather. It was melting the tarmac, and it was said only 3% of the houses over there have AC. Man, that's gotta suck.
I heard a little bit about that, and yeah, that sucked. For Tuesday, they were saying there was some kind of heat advisory over there all day.
Biden said he was going to do something to bring relief to the people for the, you know, that were suffering with all of the hot weather and everything, but I don't know what the heck you would do that would be immediate.
I don't get how any of these politicians think anymore. I mean, at all. They just out in left field.
I believe they're just trying to sink the country and hoping that they're on the part of the country that's still above water, right?
It's how big can I make my pocket is the biggest thing. That's all any of them care about, instead of the good of the whole is not a thing anymore. It's all about me, me, me.
In your routes, when you're over on the other side of town, are there any, like, pet shops or fish shops or anything like that?
And look, but I'll try to pay attention next week when I'm out running around. But as far as just right off the top of my head, I don't remember any.
Over there in the Cherrydale area, kind of looking for maybe a, you know, a more independent one. Sometimes they got a little bit better selection of stuff, but I haven't settled on what I want to do yet.
I think you want to put up
about maybe a 50 gallon, but I just hadn't decided on anything yet. Had to rearrange some of the furniture to be able to fit it somewhere.
We always had fish tank growing up. My mom and stepdad and then my grandparents. Don't take it the wrong way, but I can't stand them. The noise just drives me insane.
That quieter now than they were in the old days.
I'm in water when it's a creek or whatever, but in the house, like those, they just, I don't know what it is. It just drives me crazy.
Did you come over and I have my, you know, wind-up clocks running, the ones that chime and everything? It's just, a lot of people, it's aggravating, but once you get used to it, you'll be sitting there watching TV and that sucker will go off, you know, for like 7 or 8 o'clock and, you know, gong 8 times, play a tune and everything, and you'll never hear it.
It really bothers me. It's that constant where you can never get away from it. That just, I don't know, it just, it's like running your fingernails down a chalkboard to me.
The road sign there, they have one of those. It was an endangered person that they were looking for. A gray Honda and that. So I was trying to read all of it, but they wrote a damn book on the screen.
Same thing up there when you cross the state line coming into South Carolina. They had one of those advisories up there. And they got too much information. You can't read it all.
Because you don't see it until you get around the curve, and then it just takes too long to read everything.
That's the same way coming down the mountain there. It's right as you crest the mountain coming around a curve, and there it is. And you ain't got time to read it all.
Hey, KFWC, Patrick, when we go in the hole, can maybe one of us stay on 610 so I can talk to somebody going down the road?
I heard that you were asking me a question, but I'm sorry I couldn't make it out with the noise in the truck and the echo on the echo link there.
Yeah, I couldn't make it out either.
Two antenna on the tool truck this week.
Good. I mean you're coming in good.
Someone telling me yesterday it's a diamond antenna and it's a little bit shorter than the one I had. So don't get hit so much on the trees.
It's like the one that I had on my truck originally, but it was tall and that, but it finally got taken out.
The one that I took off, it's over here behind the passenger seat, but I figured I'd give this one a try since it's a little shorter and it doesn't if it does any better or any improvement on hitting the trees mainly.
You complain about the one I got on the car right now. I mean, it's only like 18 inches and that, and it's a pretty cheap one. I don't think I give $25 for it, but it appears to be working all right.
He checks this. Told me, recommended this one. It's what he used to run when he was driving a truck cross country. And so I figured I'd give it a try. DX Engineering had it on sale a couple weeks ago and I picked it up. I think I give like $25 for it.
$25. Yeah, the one I used to have was like 60 inches tall, just the antenna, and it had like 3 load coils on it. I mean, it had a lot of gain, but, and it worked good. I mean, I could hear the 610 repeater over in Florence.
Find something that helps it may receive a little better up in the black hole, but I think I'd have to be about 20 foot above this truck.
No chance of hitting nothing with it, right?
If there's any help for that spot, you got Pinnacle Mountain right in the way, and it just, I'm going around it. I go up above it and then around it, so it's just a bad spot.
At work, an old cab over at Kenworth came in, one of the old Aerodynes from the late 80s, and that truck was in pretty good shape. It was impressive to see it. You don't see many cab overs anymore.
How's it now, guys?
Hey, Chandler.
Yeah, it was good over here, Chandler. KM4 TFW.
Hey, when you say cab over, it makes me think about BJ and the Bear.
Yep.
What kind of antenna did you get? I heard you get, you know, put down the old one.
The diamond antenna that doesn't require a ground plane, I don't remember the numbers on it. But it's just a little bit shorter. It's about, I don't know, about 8-10 inches shorter. You had asked me earlier. Sorry, I couldn't make that out.
Oh, I was just asking if maybe someone could stay on 15 and maybe keep staying with me. He didn't have anybody that wanted to go up to the other repeater with you once you hit the black hole.
I'm already through the black hole. I'm almost down to Ken's house.
Oh, wow. So you're hitting 25, right?
25. I'm over on 290 and Locust Hill Road.
You're all out towards Spartanburg. Well, if you end up coming down Desert Mountain Road today, yeah, honk the horn at us. We'll be out on the side of the road up there.
Goodness, I don't get near any of that over there, so I hate it, but you won't see me.
Some guy's scared of flaggers. I'm just kidding.
That traffic, what I do deal with is bad enough.
It's traffic all day today, right?
The sad part is that they think that making it a four-lane road is going to make it any better. It's going to make it worse.
Hopefully it will alleviate some of the problem, but I don't know that a four-lane is going to help through there. It probably needs to be bigger. And, Ken, I don't know what it is, but it seems like Wade Hampton, the traffic during the day has been lighter. I haven't had as much trouble pulling out of places as I normally do.
Hey, it was. Me and Susan were out there, and it's like, man, the traffic was just terrible.
On Locust Hill Road in the afternoons, you know how backed up it usually gets. It hadn't been quite as bad the last couple of weeks that I've been over here. We're by the water tower and all that. It's all backed up through there. Yeah, it just hadn't been that bad.
It backed up like it usually's been. I don't know why, but, you know, usually when I walk the dog, you can see it's all backed up, but it hasn't been that way for a while. But, boy, you ought to try pulling out of that angle at certain times of the day.
That right through there, and ain't nobody doing the speed limit of 35 either.
Entrances to that angle, so I always end up going to the last one down on the end by the fuel pumps, and that is a little easier to get out of. Nobody seems to want to turn in right there.
Patrick, I'm surprised you hadn't gotten them in there. People won't care to drive the speed limit anymore anywhere because they think they're entitled to do whatever they want to do.
Fortunately, that's the way it seems, but it's not everybody. There's still good people out here on the roads and about, but it seems like it's getting fewer and fewer, that's for sure.
I can agree with that. I try to be a decent driver. I don't always do everything perfectly, though. One thing, half the people in high school have gotten into some pretty bad car wrecks. Most of my friends are druggies, alcoholics. Anything you can think of that they shouldn't do, they do it, and then they end up hurting themselves in the process. And I hate watching them go through that.
Yeah, you stay away from it, and until they're ready to help themselves, there's nothing you can do about it. I dealt with that my entire life for my family, so all you can do is watch.
Ken, how y'all been doing this morning? I'm sorry, I haven't been around the radio the entire time. I hear y'all talking, but I don't always hear the thing you're talking about.
Just working, trying to get by, trying to stay a little bit cool. Man, it's already 80 degrees over here, so the storms are probably going to be pretty bad this afternoon.
KO4HS, I've just been working and getting away.
changing the same here. Except sometimes in traffic control, you can't help but get in and you got everybody's way.
In the way, just make sure they notice you and they're paying attention.
Well, I hope and I just made y'all laugh. If I couldn't do that this morning, I'd not succeed in making y'all laugh.
Come home and finish cutting that grass this afternoon if it ain't storming in this heat.
W4FCM.
Ed.
Tell you just real quick, see if he's up. KD4FDI, W4FCM. W4FCM's listening. Thank you, Chairman.
That's good. No problem. So where's the 26 long? I'm about stepping the stakes and getting a pack of cigarettes and a tea, and then I'll be back.
Probably won't be here. I'm getting close to my stop. So if not, you have a good day. KO4HKX.
83's Patrick, because I'm pulling in the gate now. So I'll catch up with you hopefully maybe this afternoon. You'll probably still be in Greer when I get off. KN4TFW.
Again, you have a good day. Hopefully everything goes smooth for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
7 3 KO4WWZ. Have a good one. Talk to you again soon.